You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
That was Mystery Waitress with Red, Red, Red. That compilation comes out on Friday. You can get it from homealonerecords.bandcamp.com. Lovely, lovely compilation. It's going to have French Rabbits and a whole bunch of other awesome Wellington bands on there too. So I've put it on my watch list. Speaking of very different things now though, we're talking about food with Natalie Guest. Morena, Natalie, how are you?
Morena, I'm good, thank you.
Hey, it's awesome to have you in the studio. You're kind of like coming at the food angle from a home sort of chef experience. You sort of got a bit bored over lockdown and made yourself a food Instagram, which I think is a great way of using your time. And you've been making some awesome stuff on there. So we thought it'd be great to have you come up and have a chat about some Kai on The Breakfast Show.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for inviting me. I guess I didn't want to bug my followers on my main Instagram through lockdown. I'm just going to go full blow in and
just going to lean into this.
Lean into it hard. And I guess cooking dinner was the main event. So
Yeah.
The thing that got you through the day during lockdown.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And the cocktails.
And the cocktails. Very important. Both of those things are very important. But you've brought us a hero ingredient today. What is this ingredient and how did you come to be a little bit obsessed with it in a good way?
Well, I've actually had a running joke with a friend of mine about cabbage. We're like, oh man, if the recession goes tits up, we're going to have to plant more cabbages.
Yes.
Well, you can buy a cabbage for what? Half a cabbage for $1 or something?
Yeah.
A full one at Avondale Markets for $2.
Nice.
And they last forever.
Yeah.
Ever. There's always a little bit in the back of the fridge just kind of waiting for you.
Yeah.
Like when you run out of everything else.
You scrape through your fridge and there's that quarter of a cabbage left.
When you move out of a house and you're like, the one thing that never leaves your fridge is that old bit of cabbage.
And it's still good. You just got to cut all the like brown bits off and soak it in some ice water and it just come back to you.
Awesome.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Zombie food, but in a good way.
Yeah.
So what kind of sparked this love affair, this kind of recession thinking and then maybe just experimenting with it?
Yeah, and also just actually not going to the supermarket for ages.
Yeah.
And just having, I love that creativity when you're looking at your fridge and you've got like half a cabbage and an old apple.
You're like, what am I going to make?
You're like, oh my God, yeah, what am I going to do? So, I really love to try and find new ways to use them. They last for ages. Just buy one. We can, you know,
make
eat it over a month.
Yeah.
So cabbage is probably not the most exciting thing when people do look at their fridges though, but you're kind of here to change everyone's mind. What can you do with a cabbage that actually tastes great and is interesting?
Okay, well, this tastes great and you guys might have had it before at Chinookie's Cave. Like I love just chopped cabbage, thick pieces with heaps of salt and kewpie mayonnaise on
heaps
the side.
Of salt. Yum.
That's like such a delicious thing to have while you're cooking dinner.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Great snack.
Yep. Obviously, a favourite is coleslaw. I love it with apples and celery and like a really tangy but sweet creamy dressing with yogurt and mayo and maple syrup. And
maple syrup? Ooh,
yes, it is the best ingredient for your coleslaw.
So how would you make that dressing? Were you just like, what's your sort of proportions you got going on there?
Like I would do for one kind of coleslaw for about 3 people, maybe 2 tablespoons of mayo, 2 tablespoons of sour cream or yogurt, about a tablespoon of mustard, about a teaspoon of maple syrup, and then half a chopped red onion is really yummy.
Oh, give it a bit of kick.
Yes, and a bit of cider vinegar just to make it a little bit sharp.
Nice. Awesome.
So delicious. Yum. And then you have sweet apples, crunchy cabbage.
Yeah.
It's delicious.
Good time.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. Yeah.
Last night I made something that I haven't made in a while, which was cabbage dumplings. So you use like the leaves of the cabbage for the wrappers.
Oh wow. Okay.
Yeah.
I've never seen that before. I don't know.
So delicious. So pork mince, lots of ginger, garlic, chili, coriander mixed together, and then just you blanch the whole leaf. So it's a bit of a mission to get them off in one piece.
So you have to take your whole cabbage and then pull the leaves off as nice, big, beautiful leaves, not as ripped up little shreddy bits, which is often how I think about eating cabbage, I think.
Yeah, but you can have those little shreddy bits with the mayo.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
While you're eating. Nice.
You're all good.
I like it.
And then you put the pork mince in the middle, wrap it up like a little parcel, and you steam them for about 10 minutes.
Oh, cool.
Oh, nice.
Really nice.
So do you have to cook the pork mince first?
No.
No, so it goes in raw.
Yeah, so that cooks when you steam the whole thing together.
That's great. Yeah. That sounds super easy.
Super easy, really delicious. Like, good if you can't have glutes.
Yeah, good for the non-glutes.
The non-glutes fam out there.
I like it.
Yum, that sounds great.
Yeah, it was really good. And obviously sauerkraut. Have you guys made sauerkraut?
No, I haven't made sauerkraut, but I bought it. Have you made sauerkraut?
I've made sauerkraut.
You've made sauerkraut?
Yeah. Oh. But I'd like to know what your recipes are, because the one I made was a bit, it was average. It was fine, wouldn't repeat. But I love sauerkraut, so I'd like to know a better sauerkraut recipe than the one I used.
Well, my brother is a chef.
Oh,
yeah,
nice.
So he let me in on his recipe, which I'm sure he won't mind if I share.
Now we're all going to be let into the secret. Thank you to Natalie's brother.
Thanks, Jack. So I do half red cabbage, half green cabbage.
Oh, so you use both.
Yeah, and that makes it really beautiful and pink, which is quite
I always go for the pink
plate.
Cabbage in the supermarket.
Aesthetically
I'm always
pleasing.
Like, that looks cool. I'm going to get that one.
Good for the gram. So, and you have to weigh your cabbage. So just roughly chop it, and then you weigh it. So maybe you do a kilo, you add 2% of the weight is salt.
Okay.
So you've got to measure it.
Yeah.
Because sometimes...
This is a science one. Got to use your measuring cup
a
little bit.
You're fermenting, I suppose, you know.
So what's that, like 20 grams? Yeah, 20 grams
sure.
of salt.
Yeah.
Chuck it on your... sorry, it's early.
sounds good.
Delicious. Chuck it on your cabbage, massage it and leave it for about 15 minutes and it will like get all juicy.
Yeah.
And then you just put it into a clean jar and put a muslin over it or a coffee filter or whatever and leave it in the cupboard for 3 weeks and just make sure that all the juice that comes out of the cabbage is kind of covering all the other cabbage and that will stop it from going off.
Cool.
I usually put a little jar on top inside the bigger jar and push it down to submerge.
That's a good tip.
Over the filter?
Put the filter over the jar. So like a small jar inside the bigger jar.
It's like jarception.
Yeah, I think I'm
going to
try this.
I have a question for you, Natalie, because I think one thing that puts people off fermenting stuff a lot is the like terrifyingness of not sterilizing your jars properly.
Yes.
Do you have like a hot tip for the easiest way to do it without, you know, burning your hand or exploding a jar in your oven or something like that?
Totally. So, I just sterilize in boiling water. So just in a stock pot, like a big pot, just chuck your jar and boil it for 5 minutes and then you got to be careful, like get your tongs.
Mm-hmm.
And
pull
get
it out.
Yeah, have a clean tea towel handy. You don't need to sterilize when you're making sauerkraut, but
cool.
I do.
Just to be on the safe side.
You want to ferment, not create mold.
Yeah.
That's always my fear.
And then you have to do the sniff test when it's ready. So
So what are you looking for in the sniff test?
It's just not offensive.
Okay.
Pretty much. It should smell good.
Yeah.
And
taste
really sour.
And not you shouldn't be eating it.
Yeah.
If it tastes like you shouldn't be eating it, you probably shouldn't be eating it.
Leave it for a little bit longer. Yeah.
Fantastic.
We've had a couple of texts in. So someone said they made funky beet soup out of leftover roast beets and red onions and chucked in a huge handful of herbs and a massive pile of sliced red cabbage, which they saved in the back of their fridge for 3+ months.
Damn.
That's a really long time.
That is so on point.
Yeah.
It's so
that's
good.
3+ months, Grizzy. Wow. That's
fun. Cabbage in a soup or in a curry.
Yeah.
Otis and Sarah are listening too, and they said that they're all about cabbage. They're actually shredding some as we speak right now. We've got a live cabbage situation happening out in Tamaki Makaurau. And they put it in their tacos for colour and crunch.
Yes.
Yum.
Delicious.
Yum.
He said he's
so
known
good.
As the cabbage man.
Amongst my friends out on the street,
maybe
they know
you're
me
right
the cabbage
about
man.
This cabbage is really the next hero of
vegetable. I'm pleased to hear it, Otis.
Just you wait.
So who would have thought the humble cabbage, all these things you can do with it, lots of diversity, and if it's sitting in your fridge and you think it's been in there for too long,
you're probably wrong.
You're wrong, yeah.
You're definitely wrong. Yeah.
Natalie, thank you so much for bringing us cabbage this morning. I've genuinely really enjoyed it. It's been a pleasure having you in the studio. If people want to follow you on Instagram, what is your food Instagram's name?
I'm Spinning Plates.
I'm Spinning Plates. That's a great name. Hey, thank you, Natalie Guest, for chatting to us this morning.
Thank you.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.